including coming.
Okay, okay. I'll try to leave early myself. Okay. So the Mishnah is a brand new Mishnah. Bring up a brand new sugya. They're very sadistic sugya. Kainim shani yoshin, shani medaber, shani mahalacha, oimer leisha, kainim shani mishamshacha, harei zeh b'loho yachol dvar. So the end of the Mishnah is a geshmak sugya, hopefully highlights up to come. Some people like to learn a dharm in order to get up to that sugya. You know, mitzvah lehenesdin and all that that's coming up, but not yet. But even before that. So the Mishnah discusses Koinim Sha'ani Yashin. So one issue that's discussed in the Gemara is that a neder can't be chal on the davar she'en bo mamish. That's one of the distinctions that the Mishnah is going to tell us later on between a shvu and a neder. So the Gemara is going to have to touch up on that. So the Gemara says, but first the Gemara says, Itmar Koinim Einai B'she'en Ha'yoim Im Ishan L'machar. What happens if you combine the two and you say I make a davar she'en bo mamish by making the neder on my inayim? If I'll tonight, then I'm going to sleep tomorrow. Amar Rav Yehuda, Machlekes Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Al Yishan Ayoyim Shem Ayishan Lamachar. Rav Nachman Amar Yishan Ayoyim Lechashin Shem Ayishan Lamachar. No, Machlekes Rav Yehuda, Rav. Don't worry about it. Rav Yehuda says you shouldn't sleep today. Why? Because there's a possibility that you might sleep tomorrow. And Rav Nachman says no, you could sleep today. Why? Because you'll make sure not to sleep tomorrow. Good, very good, interesting Machlekes, fascinating. And why the Rav Yehuda Barimer Kaimen Eimer B'Shein Lamachar? For Rabbi Yehuda's maida that if you take the neder tomorrow, im ishan ayoyim, she ishan ayoyim, that today you don't have to be considered because today's just a tanai. Why is up the gemara? Ki loim is dire bitno, aval biyisurim is dire, because that which we're not concerned is about a person is not concerned psychologically about a tanai. But if tomorrow is going to be iser, then that's going to be something that a concern that is concerned. Like the Ran, in the first Ran in the Gemara, Kiloi Zoy Ratnoi, Kevin She'eno Iker Ha'Isser Elatnai Liam Rishon, Aval Bisuro, Kevin Shu Iker Ha'Isser, Aval Bisheno Osimitsar Atmo, Elabitsiru Fashal Yam Rishon, Afilu Hachim is dire. So the Ran pretty much sounds like he's sizing up the Gemara about psychologically a person has this approach. The difference between the Isser itself and the Tanai. The Mitzvah Eson on this Gemara just points out, just pushing issue that comes up just with the Gemara, the Mitzvah Eson in the boxes in the back, asks the following question. If you look at Rashi, koinem eina b'sheina, right? Zakt Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mefarish, koinem eina b'sheina, ma'ase ani yoshin ayoyim yia alai b'koinem, amanasim yishin l'machar, dim yoshin hu l'machar loika, amas yishin l'esmo. So Rashi just says that the way it's going to work out is that if you say the neder is chal, and then I'll t'nai that it's going to sleep tomorrow, dim yoshin hu l'machar, because if he sleeps tomorrow, so what? L'mafreya, it's going to be that you were violated in Isser and you're going to get malchus. So Kasha is, or both say, this is Hasra Safik. This should be Tali on the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish and throughout Shas about Hasra Safik, is it Shema Asara or Lo Shema Asara? And we paskin Lo Shema Asara. If we don't know whether or not you're going to violate the Isser, so then why is Mepharsh assuming that you're going to get malchus? So that's Mitzvah Eisen's Kasha. The Kasha leads Zayin or Rakam under Hasra Safik, Shema Asara. But over here, the Gemara is not even kvetching about Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So without the Mefarish, I would have said there's no Malkus over here. But once the Mefarish says that there's Malkus over here, so then now this is an explosion. This should be totally on Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. And the Pashtus is not like that. So the Mitzvah Eisen says a massive Chiddush Rabbi Sai. You skip to the answer, and this has tremendous ramifications. In another Shiloh that we're going to discuss in a second.
Why wouldn't they think of you about this?
Because if I give you Asra, and I don't know for sure that what you're about to do is an Isser, and I say, make sure you don't do that because you're going to get Malkus, that's not a valid Asra. That's what's called an Alocha Asra Safik. If I tell you, if you're going to throw up a rock and it's going to kill someone, but I'm not sure if that's going to be a Jew or a Goy, that's Asra Safik. That you can't kill him for that. That's, you know, that's...
He's saying don't sleep right now, though?
What?
He's saying don't sleep right now. Isn't
He's saying don't. He's saying nobody in Hasra. He has to say don't. If you sleep right now, you're going to get malchus. He can't say that. It depends on what happens tomorrow. That's Hasra Safik. So says the mitzvah Eisen a chiddush nifla ad l'moed. He says Tosis and Shabbos and Avdala and Manalev says Hasra Safik is only if it's mechusar ma'isa. Lo haba Hasra Safik elam kein she mechusar ma'isa. I don't know if he's going to violate the Isser. It's Mechusar Maisa. Like the Gemara case in Shavuos, which is very similar to our case, that I tell you, I take a Shavua, I'm going to eat this if I eat that. So you don't know if you're going to eat the other thing. So now you don't know if this is Isser. So isn't that exactly like our Gemara? Mamash the Bitzvah Isser's Kasha. This is steering Gemara's. The Gemara's toilet that on Asra Safik. So Zot the Mitzvah Esa, no, not by Shena. And any Mamish has a Rav, you see this all the time. Shena is a Dover Shama Meila. Shena is something that it's totally out of your control. Shena is something that will happen, and the Gemara is Bedafka by Shena. So Zot the Mitzvah Esa, it's not Mechusar Maisa. Lefiza Yeshlemer Dahacha Gabi Shena Leimikra Mechusar Maisa. The regilus hu la'adam shetechatvenu shena memeila v'imkein lo av asor safek mamisha yeah dvarim shalim din beruma shalom, yeah.
So I mean, I hear the point, but if that's the case, why is, if I'm remembering this right, that Amud, the Gemara is going to bring up that case of Yochanan. Why does it give a case of when he says like 3 days he's not going to sleep?
Shmuish al ishan gimel yelling.
Why go to 3 days? Then?
That's a chiddush. That's a davar she'ef shalakaimel. There's two different nekudas. That is a shvua shav. That you just violated a lois asay of lois sis by the shmirish talking. But that's shvua shav. That's a davar shi yefsher. I'm not saying it's yefsher. I'm just saying it's not mechusar maisa, because you know the joke. I think I said it once. If I have rishus to repeat it, they say I'll say a joke with a joke. They say a rav is able to say a joke. A drashi you could say, you know, every year. A shir you could say every 2 weeks. You could repeat. He says a joke you have to say once in a yovel. So there was once a joke. That was just a joke to bring up the joke. So there was once a rav that got up, and he was getting towards the end of his career, and finally. He got to the end of his career, and he was giving his final speech before he was going to retire. And Mr. Goldstein, you know, like all through the years, 25 years he's the Rav, Mr. Goldstein said that, you know, he says, always falls asleep, he starts snoring in the middle of the drasha, it's awkward, you know, it's like Mamash constantly, Mamash, he's machmir like this mitzvah esan. So he gets up, and the Rav is just like, I can't. You know, it's 25 years, he gets up in the middle of the drasha, says, Mr. Goldstein, you know, I didn't even start speaking. And he turns to me and says, and you're already falling asleep. He says, Rabbi, I have faith in you. You know, like there's a, so it's a davar shema meila, it's something that happens. So, the
lower standard to get out of being mechusar maisa. Lower standard.
Exactly. That's not mechusar maisa. That's like a davar shama mela. That's not that it's ef shir, like you're saying, but it's a davar shama mela. This is the pashtus of what's going to happen, and that's going to. I still think it's a chiddush. You know, lemaisa in hasra safik, you're still missing a component. And as you're pointing out, it's not a davar shi ef shir. You're going to give malchus on this guy. You're going to give. It's still a chiddush. It's still ta'an hesber. But perhaps Rashi helped like that. Lemaisa, even Lagabe Tnai, the Ritva already points out that you're going to have to be mechalek between over here and sugyas in Gittin, that a person is megarish al Tnai, and there we're not concerned that she's going to do the Tnai and going to mess up the get. So the Ritva says it's a steer in Gemaras. So on that the Gemara says, why isn't it a stira? So it says, "Va'afa gav the tnai b'shein alacher kumeasei u'balei chashin ba'amah b'kiddush megitin levitol tnai b'yadayim." We're not concerned. There's no machlokes of Yehuda and Nachman when it comes to a tnai legabe get that you're going to do it and then it's going to mess up the get. So he says that there's a chumra legabe Legabe Bein Choshen Shematakar Atnai Linasi Loso Ploni Olishtos Yain. So for you to Deshena Dovershein Vyodohu Umemela Asi Vachayshinan Shematan Senu Shena. So you see the same idea. Rav Yehuda specifically over here by Shena, since it's the Dovershein Ain Biyado and it's a Dovershein Umemela, that's why he was concerned Shema Yishan, even though you don't find such a concern legabe other tnaim when you're toila a get al tnai that you're now going to get married based on that tnai. So that's the way the Ritva answers the stira of sugyas between gittin al tnai and our sugya that we don't find the other machlekes legabe gittin. So he says that also shena is a davar shel mamela, and it goes in. It's a similar logic to answer a different kasha that the Rishonim had. But highlighting the uniqueness of Shein Olegabe Arsim. So that's just an introductory idea. The question that really one has to really deal with when fundamentally opening up our sugya is that the whole premise of our sugya is a pella. The Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Ayin Dalet of an Aleph tells us that there's a halacha that any tnai that you do and that you link to whatever kinyan, whatever transaction that you're going to do, we learn from Parshas Matos the chiddush of Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. And if it's not Dumya the Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven when they were inhabiting Eretz Yisrael that the Moshe Rabbeinu taught them and went through the halachos of Tanayim, and it was very, there's the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Beis and Samach Gimel goes through all the dinim of Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. It has to be Tanai Kroy Din L'maisa. You have to express it in a way that the condition is before the action. You have to do it B'tanai Kafel. You have to say, if this, yes, and if not, not. You have to express all options. You can't take anything for granted when it's a Tanai. It has to be explicit. And then the Gemara and Ksubas and Daf Ayin Dalet Amal tells us a very important cloud. That Kol Milsa, the less of a Shlichus, less of a Tanai. If the action and the halachic, halachic issue that you're trying to establish, the halachic mechanism that you're trying to enact, is something that cannot be done ayideh shliach. So then it also can't be done ayideh tanai. I don't want to get into it's really a fascinating sugya on its own. Why that should be? Is that a svara? Is that a gzeres hakasev? It's a sugya b'vnei atzma machlokes rishonim, and a lot of lumdis on that, but take my word from it. Gemara Ayin Dalet, the Gemara wants to say that the Gemara is bothered. How could Kiddushei Bia be al tanai? Because it's not a milsa the issa b'shlichus. So the Gemara has a drasha. The Gemara says that you are makish kiddushin lahadadi, and therefore, since by kiddushei kesef, yes, so therefore all kiddushin you could do al tanai. So, but the Gemara is presenting a yisod that if it's a milsa the less of b'shlichus, less of tanai. So this is a kasha that the Rabbeinu Tam brings up in Nazir, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and the Rabbeinu Tam says, how is it possible, the Gemara discusses in Nazir, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the concept that a Nazir can make a Naziris al Tanai. So Rabbeinu Tam answers that since you're allowed to send a carbon through a shliach, so it's milsa de issa b'shlichus. Which, by the way, is really connected to a sugya that we've discussed over the summer. We discussed in the sugyas when we discussed Naziris, we brought rayas, I believe it was from a Rashba, and Rabbi Chanan had this yisoid machlokes rishonim throughout Shas. He had rishonim and Beitza that discussed this. That is the karbon in nazir, and I think a few weeks ago we discussed it again. Is the karbon in nazir a chilek of the parsha of naziris, or is it just a gemar and really a separate parsha that you have a chi of karbon, but it's not actually part of the etzem naziris itself? So you see from Tysus' answer that Tysus clearly is understanding that the parsha of naziris is milsa the isa v'shlichus. The parsha of karbonos, the isa v'shlichus, shows that the karbonos is a part and parcel of the etzem naziris itself. The Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Gilyan Ashas and Nazir and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom of the Tysus says hanicha when it comes to naziris. But what are you going to do with our gemara when it comes to nadarim? You don't have karbonos. So it's not Yisra B'Shlichus, so it's Hadrik HaShaludoch. So the Rashash here in Nazir answers Rav Kivegris Kasha, very similar to what the Gemara in Ksuba says, it's a hekesh to Naziris and Nadarim. Once you have Yisra B'Shlichus by Naziris, Lagabi Karbonus, which is a question on its own, based on the Chakira of how you understand Karbonus. So now if Tais is going to say by Naziris, so that's we put Nadarim and Naziris all in one boat, and if it exists by Naziris, it exists by Nadarim.
But don't you see
No, fakir, you don't see that. You say that there's a hekesh between bia and kedusha kesef. Yeah. No, so that's it. So Rashash is basically saying that, the same conclusion that the Gemara says by kedushin, so we're going to apply it to nedarim and aziris. He's basically like mimicking the Gemara. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush on its own. So the emes is, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is not the only Shita on this. There's a very important Yesodis de Rambanim of Basra on Daf Kuf Chav Vav. The Rambanim of Basra has a few different Yesodis. By the way, this is Nogeya Halacha Lamaisa, because this is the big shmooze amongst the Paiskim, the Briskers, and this comes up really Pesach Leil HaSeder, but it really comes up every time you're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. That the Mishnah Berurah and many Paiskim say that you're supposed to make a Tanai. If you want to be Cheshish for the Magen Avraham Shita, if the Magen Avraham writes, I want to be Yotze Kriya Shema now. If not, I want to be Yotze Kriya Shema, I'll say to our brochus, I don't want to do it now on its own. So that's what the Poskim say. So many Poskim think that the whole concept of Tanai by mitzvahs is not appropriate. Why? Because mitzvahs have to be among begufo. Mitzvahs are begufo. There's no shlichus, the Tesis Rit tells us. So therefore, many places can challenge the whole concept of Tanai by the whole institution of mitzvahs. There's an Einig Yontif about it. Famous Avnei Nezer's tshuva about the person who's going to run later past Chatzais, and he makes a Tanai. So a lot of Paiskim Leila Seder, they don't like that, and they don't rely on the Avnei Nezer, because how are you going to make a Tanai by a mitzvah? A mitzvah is something that I can't appoint a shliach to do. I have to do it myself. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. There's no shlichus when it comes to a mitzvah. So this issue comes up about mitzvah the issa b'shlichus lesa b'tanai. So the Ramban says, fascinating. The Ramban says, what's b'nei go to b'nei Reuven? When you go to Bnei Reuven was a tenai ben adam lechaveru, and when you're doing a mekach ben adam lechaveru, you're trying to buy something, you're doing a transaction, so then you need duma de bnei go to Bnei Reuven, then you need the hilchus mishpatei tenai. This Ramban is yisodistik l'gabe the sugis of tenai also, but the Ramban says if it's a din of ben adam la'atzma ben adam lemakom, so then you don't need gidrei tenai. I have to reveal to you what my das is in a very clear way, like the parsha of Bnei go to Bnei Reuven. But if it's b'ni or b'natzvah, if it's by mitzvah, so according to the Ramban, you wouldn't need mishpatei tnoim. And mela, that would for him, for our kasha also, that when it comes to a neder, so then there wouldn't be a problem of milsav lisa v'shlech less of
today.
What? What do you mean, korbanos? What? If you bring a korban all tonight, so also according to the Ramban, you wouldn't need tonight coffee, you wouldn't need any mishpatei tnoim, right? So that's what will come out according to the Ramban. He has another answer also. There's a very geshmak of Riskarov. Riskarov and Nazir and Daf Yubez, and that's why I really want to take the second answer of the Riskarov and present the Mahalach based on this Riskarov. Hear me out. First of all, the Riskarov says something else geshmak. I actually sent it to you, but I'll say it outside in because there's not a lot of time. So the Riskarov, first of all, says he thinks the kasha might not be a kasha. He says perhaps, a real Riskarov, he says perhaps if the chisaron in the fact that there's no shlichus is a shlichus mahalach, it's the fact that, you know, whatever, it's about words or let's say mitzvah shebegufo, that's not necessarily a raya that I can't make a tanai. It's just it's in something that from parsha shlichus, that there's a limitation in parsha shlichus, he doesn't think that should pose a question and a challenge to now being limiting a tanai. That's his first yisod, which is a fascinating yisod. It's a short piece of the briskara. It's kedai to take a look in how he makes that binyan. If it's a chisar and al tolchos shlichus, that shouldn't be a raya not to be able to make a tanai. That's a caveat in hilchos shlichus. But if it's something that the Torah doesn't grant you the control to be mana shliach, so then that's a raya that you don't have the control to make a tanai as well. That's the first yisod. But then the Briskarov says something else. He says perhaps the whole kasha is not a kasha. Why? He says nedarim al tnai is a different yisod. It's a different pshat. What does he say? He quotes from Reb Chaim. The aspect of putting a neder al tnai is not similar to buying and doing a kinyan or an acquisition or all other hilchos tanaim that we have. What happens by regular tanai? I do a maisa, I do a chalais, I'm a kaddish, a woman, and now the maisa's done. I did everything halachically, what I'm required to do, the kesef, everything I'm supposed to do, it's done. And were it not for hilchos tanaim, you would have said the chalos is there, it's done, there's no problem. Hilchos tanaim suspends it and now says, no, it now affects the chalos, and that has to be exactly the way Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven is found in Parshas Matos, the way it was Mizkadish. But says the Briskarov, perhaps when it comes to Nedarim, that's not what it
That's not what's happening over here. I'm not making a neder, and then I'm toilet on something else, mihilchos tanai b'dei gadol b'dei Reuven, to stop it, to have something conditional. No. I am the bailim on this iser. I am the manda omer, what that's creating this. Rabbi say, we often quote the yisod of b'nedarim holy chachar losha b'dei adam. That doesn't only mean a way to be metaritz our sfekis. That also means that as a raya, that you're in control of this iser. You generated this iser. The Torah and Parshas Matos happened to have granted you the ability to create a chalais, which has a lot of machshava to it, Rabbi say, which the Sfarim speak about, the Chidot speaks about the fact that that's the raya, that you have a koyach of a madaber, which is higher than every other creation, is the raya of Parshas Nedarim. I generate something that now is Asr Menat Torah, but I'm the Bailim. I'm the man over here. Holy Chacham Bnei Odom. So what's the side of a tnai affecting a neder? There's no das. Ha'odom b'shvua. The same thing as Nidrei Shkakos, the Gemara later on. That's the side. Zakhtar B'chayim, Zakhtar B'skirov. You don't need Hilchos Tnayim for that. That's just not what your neder was. That's not what your das was. My neder wasn't just to aser this hot dog. My neder was to aser this hot dog if I sleep tomorrow. That's all part of the neder. That's part of the das. That's part of what I generated. That's how all the mishmul is. Dr. Chaim, you don't need Hilchos Tanayim for that. You don't need Tanayim B'nei Gadol B'nei Reuven. You're not stopping a halois that's chal, that now has to be suspended only through the new halachos of Tanayim B'nei Gadol B'nei Reuven that have a specific formula in order to stop a halois that should have pre-existed, that should have been prior. That's the Yisrael of Reb Chaim. Whatever Rabbi say, I think that's the opening in the Pesach to a major Yisrael that's happening in our sugya. And I'll ask you the following Shaila. When this person sleeps tomorrow, what's the din if he sleeps bo'inis? You know, Mr. Goldstein is not a bad guy. It's an oinis. It's like the Mitzvah Eisan says, it's a davar shamamela. It's out of its control. What's the din? Look at the Lashon de Ritva. The Lashon de Ritva is that Rabbi Yehuda was choishes dilma isnasis. And he's going to fall asleep out of his control. So you see from the Ritva that if the Shena happens ba'ines, the neder's chal. Tosfos in the sugya of Nidrei Shkagos on Daf Chotei Amud Beis says that it's only going to be if what the Shein is b'mezid. What? There's clearly a machlekes over here, Rabbi Yisai. But men nechleku divrei harishonim. Nirlefi ani yazdaiti, it's this nekuda. Tosfos held that a chelek of the Yisra that I generated, ha'odom b'shvua is what? Is that it's not going to be just the hatov, just the shein ayoyim, but imish and armochor is part and parcel of the iser itself. Memela, I have to be amazing on that also to violate the iser. But if I would be an oinus, if I would be an oinus, then I'd be an echonami, I'd be potter. That's missing part of the iser. And that's lack of my das, that's the adam b'shvua, that's the new generated iser that I generated. The Ritva clearly understands it. No, it's a tanai. The Yisr is what the Neder was. And it could be even Ba'inus. And therefore, that's not going to be lacking in my Maisa Avera, the fact that tomorrow was Ba'inus. Another major Machloikis Rishayim, which is a Sugya later on. Sugya on the Pei Testament base talks about a guy, Ahu Gavra, the Itzer, the last Gemara, four lines from the bottom, the Itzer, Ahu Gavra, the Itzer Hanayosa the Alma Alei, Inosiv Itzisa. He's going to aser all the hana of the world on him on a tanai if he marries a woman. So Rishayim are all bothered by over here. What I don't understand. This is a neder, Shiyev Shalakaimu. He's going to aser all the hanos of the oil, and this guy's not going to be able to live. So some of the Rishayim say, yeah, but it's still chal because he didn't really mean all of the oil. He didn't mean all hana Shaba oil. That's what some of the Rishonim say. But some of the Rishonim say, no. You see a raya from this Gemara. You see a raya from this Gemara. In fact, Dr. Rosh,
the second to last, the third to last rush on the daf in Peites and Beis, Aser Atzmo b'chol anoisha ba'olam. He taka made a neder to Aser himself in all the hanos in the world. Em Yisa Oshem Adam Isha Koidim Shiyomer Halachos. Yafal Gav, right? He was trying to be mechazik his learning, a ben azad digadai, right? Yafal Gav di Eshelolios below hanos ba'olam. This is a neder she Eshelakaimo. Zokter Rosh. No, but the Tanai is Efshe L'Kaima. So what's the din, Rabbi Say? Achna Ephraim has a whole simon on this. Machloikas Rishayim. Major Machloikas Rishayim. Machloikas Apoisk. What's the din? A neder, like Daniel brought up, not in Shavua, but a neder, Efshe L'Kaima, which the Ran, by the way, holds, is not even a neder. There's no Isser Bechlal, which is against the Rabbeinu Tam, as Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, which we have to talk about also. What's that machlekes? Everyone agrees to the Gemara on Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph that if you take a Shavua, Shavua Yish and Gimel Yomim, that I violate an Isser Shavua Shav. The Ran says on Daf Yidal Amar Beis that a neder Lashav, if you take a neder that's Yer Shavua Kaimo, there's no even Isser. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds that there is an Isser. We'll get back to that. Within the Sita of the Ran, which the Rush is assuming, which in the Sita of the Ran, that it's a neder, the Shav is not a neder, so now what happens if the Tnai is Efshel Kaim? But the neder itself is Efshel Kaim. Major Machlokes Rishon. And Machlokes had a one in the back of Mar on Peitas on base. What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? Well, a neder sheyer shel kaimo is not a neder. Yeah, but if it's not just about the neder, but this is an expanded neder. This is an expanded neder to now include what? Even the Tanai, that's part of my das. And don't view this as a din and a cheftza and a mekach and a parsha on its own with now gidrei tnoim that are suspending it, that have a, as the Russian Shuvis writes, a milsa achrisi, like a footnote to it, to now affect the chalois, but the mekach and the halachic mechanism is totally chal on its own. No! I don't need hilchos tnoim like Reb Chaim said. This is part of my das. This is part of my kavono. This is part of the Etzem Isser. I generated this. So Mamela Zokter Rosh. If the Tanai is Efshel Kaimo, that's now going to generate that the whole Nether is Chal. That's going to now be Goyrim, that the Nether is considered Efshel Kaimo. That the Nether is now a registered Nether, which on its own I would never have said. In other areas of Halacha, Rabbi Yisrael, we would never say that the Tanai is now going to be Machshir the Mekach, is now going to be Machshir the Din. If you didn't give the woman a Shava Pruta, how's the Tanai going to help? How's that going to help anything? You did a bad Maisa Kedushin. You did a bad Mekach. Elamai, this must be another Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, look back at the Lashon of the Ran. Look back at the Lashon of the Ran. Ran adds in a word in our daf when he's explaining our gemara. Ki loy zoher b'tnai, kevin she'eno ikar ha'iser el etnai liyom arishon, avol bisuro kevin shu ikar ha'iser, afal pi she'ein, osu mitzad atzmo lebtzirufa shal yom rishon, afilo hachim izdar. First Ran on the gemara. The Ran add in a word. I saw this from Shmuel Rabinowitz. Beautiful heart. The Ran added in a word to our Gemara. Iker ha'iser. Means kumta, it could be the Ran is being masking with everything we're saying, like Reb Chaim. That the Yisoid HaDavar is, the Tanai is also the Iser. But just Rabbi Yehuda is making a psychological chiluk between a person's approach to the Iker ha'iser and the Tafel Dika Iser. The Etzem Isser and not the Etzem Isser. But don't think that the Tanai here is working Shaloi Migidre Tanai and not in the regular rules of Tanai. It's not the regular rules of Tanai. This is really working Midin Ha'adam B'Shvuah. And like Rav Chaim saying, that's the answer to the Kasha of Kol Mitzvah Lesha B'Shlichus Lesha B'Tanai. This is not working with the regular Dinei Tanai. And that's the answer to Taisa's Kasha and Nazir, and that's the answer to the Ramban.
And the Yisaita Davar is just the psychological chiluk between Ikara Isser and non-Ikara Isser.